have mewed
thrice and once the hedge picker whined.
Hark your cries, tis time.
Round about the cauldron go, in the poisoned entrails flow, toad that under cold stone days and nights has 31 sweltered venom sleeping gut. Boil thou first in charmed pot.
Double, toil and trouble, fire, burn, cauldron, bubble. Fillet of a fenny snake, in the cauldron boil and bake. Eye of newt and toe of frog, rule of man and tongue of dog. Adder's fork and blind worm sting, lizard's neck and howlet's wing. For a charm of powerful trouble, like a hell broth, boil and bubble.
Double, toil and trouble, fire, burn, cauldron, bubble.
Scale of dragon, tooth of wolf, witch's mummy, maw and ghost. Of the ravened salty shark, root of hemlock, thick in the dark. Liver of blaspheming Jew, gull of goat, and slips of you, slivered in the moon's eclipse, nose of Turk and Tartar's lips, finger of birth strangled babe, bitch delivered by a drip, made the ghoul thick and slap, and thereto a tiger's chaudron, for the ingredients of our cauldron.
Double, toil and trouble, fire, burn, cauldron, bubble.
Cool it with a baboon's blood, that the charm is firm and good. By the pricking of my thumbs, something wicked this way comes. Penlocks, whoever knocks.
How now, you secret blag and midnight hags? What's it you do?
A deed without a name.
I conjure you by which you profess, howe'er you come to know it. Answer me! Though you untie the winds and let them fight against the churches, though the yeasty waves confound and swallow navigation up, though bladed corn be lodged and trees blown down, though castles topple to their warders' heads, though palaces and pyramids do slop their heads to their foundation, though the treasure of nature's germ and tumble all together even till destruction sicken, answer me to what I ask you.
Speak.
Demand.
We'll answer.
Say, if thou'dst rather hear it from our mouths or from our masters.
Call him. Let me see him.
Pour in the sow's blood that hath eaten their 9 farrow, grease that's sweaten from the murderous gibbet throw into the flame.
Come, high, thyself, stiffly show.
Tell me, thou unknown power.
He knows thy thought. Hear his speak, but say thou not.
Macbeth, beware Macduff, beware the Thane of Fives. Dismiss me, enough.
Whoever you art, for thy good caution, thanks. Thou hast harped my fear aright, but one word more.
He will not be commanded. Here's another, more potent than the first.
Macbeth.
Had I 3 ears, I'd hear thee.
Be bloody, bold, and resolute. Love to scorn the power of man. For none of woman born shall harm Macbeth.
Then live, Macduff. What need I fear thee? But yet I make assurance double sure and take a bond of fate. Thou shalt not live, that I may tell pale-hearted fear it lies and sleep in spite of thunder. What is this that rises like the issue of a king and wears upon his baby brow the round and top of serenity?
Listen, but speak not to it.
Be lion-mettled, proud, and take no care. Who chefs, who frets, or where conspirators are. Macbeth shall never vanquish be until Great Burnham Wood to high Dunsinane Hill shall come against him.
Ha! That will never be. Who can impress the forest, bid the tree unfix his earthbound root? Sweet Bodeman's good, rebellious dead rise never till the wood of Burnham rise and our high-placed Macbeth shall live the lees of nature, pay his breath to time and mortal custom. Yet my heart throbs to know one thing. Tell me, if your art can tell so much, shall Banquo's issue ever reign in this kingdom?
Speak to no more.
I will be satisfied. Deny me this, and an eternal curse fall on you. Let me know. Why sings this cauldron? And what noise is this?
Show
his eyes and grieve his heart. Come like shadows, so depart.
Thou art like the spirit of Banquo. Down! Thy crown doth sear mine eyeballs, and thy hair, thou other gold-bound brow like the first, a third like the former. Filthy hags, why do you show me this? A fourth? Start eyes, what will the line stretch out to the crack of doom? Another yet, a seventh, I'll see no more. And yet, the eighth appears, who bears a glass which shows me many more. And some I see, that twofold boars and treble scepters carry. Horrible sight! Now I see 'tis true, for the blood bolted Banquo smiles upon me and points them for his.
Aye, sir, all this is so. But why stands Macbeth thus amazedly? Come, sisters, cheer we up his sprites and show the best of our delights. I'll charm the air to give a sound while you perform the antic round, that this great king may kindly say our duties did him welcome pay.
Where are they? Gone? Let this pernicious hour stand aye accursed in the calendar. Come in, without there.
What's your grace's will?
Saw you the weird sisters?
No, my lord.
Came they not by you?
No, indeed, my lord.
Infected be the air whereon they ride, and damned all those that trust them. I did hear the galloping of horse. Who wast come by?
This two or three, my lord, that bring you word Macduff is fled to England.
Fled to England?
Aye, my good lord.
Time, thou anticipatest my dread exploits. The flighty purpose never overtook unless the deed go with it. For this moment, the very firstlings of my heart shall be the firstlings of my hand. And even now, to crown my thoughts with acts, be it thought and done. The castle of Macduff I will surprise, seize upon five, give to the etcher the sword, his wife, his babes, and all unfortunate swords that trance him in his line. No boasting like a fool, his deed I'll do before his purpose cool. But no more sights. Where are these gentlemen? Bring me where they are.